Reuters.
In what appears to be an historic about-face, Britain's six biggest internet service providers, or ISPs, have agreed to join the fight against online piracy, sending letters to those suspected of illegally downloading files, warning them to stop or else. For the BPI, which represents Britain's recorded music industry, this day has been a long time in coming. Matt Phillips is BPI's Director of Communications.
This is an incredibly significant development, and we should make no bones about that. I mean, what we've seen for the first time is that internet service providers have recognised that they have a role to play and are indeed a responsibility to tackle the massive shared problem of illegal file sharing.
The BPI estimates that only 1 in 20 songs downloaded in the UK is done so through legitimate services, and that up to 6.5 million people in Britain regularly share files illegally. But some, like the UK's Open Rights Group, argue a government-led crackdown is the wrong way to go about fighting piracy.
What I think industry is missing here is a real opportunity to get the majority of people. I mean, 80% of teenagers who download online told the survey last month that they'd much rather have a legal option. And the industry needs to get that on the table right now.
The UK's Culture Secretary is unrepentant for the government's tough stance.
I cannot stand by while we see value wiped off our creative industries. If they are going to be successful in the future as we want them to be, they have to be critically underpinned by workable systems of copyright.
While the music industry has been experimenting with innovative new music models such as ad-supported music streaming and all-you-can-download subscription services, having a stick to help guide prolific file sharers towards some of the carrots is obviously seen as a useful weapon in the ongoing battle against piracy. Matt Cowan, Reuters.